I was out for my daily walk the other day when I noticed this piece of paper caught in a flower bed beside a shopping mall. And I guess I'm a naturally curious guy, so I bent to pick it up and discovered that it was actually a page from a Bible. Of course, you gotta wonder how a page from the Bible ends up in a flower bed along the side of the road. Was somebody's Bible showing signs of wear and the page just kind of fell out as the owner of that Bible was walking along? Or did somebody simply read something they didn't like, so in a fit of anger they ripped the page out of the Bible and threw it on the ground? Well, I guess I'll probably never know. But the page itself happened to be from the Gospel of Matthew, so I spent the rest of my walk reading it. Now, it was from a version of the Bible I don't normally use for study, so I've written it out so I can share it with you. It comes from Matthew chapter 25, and the title of the section I'm reading from, it's called The Story About Investment. Kind of an apropos selection for the economic disaster zone we now find ourselves living in. Here it is now, starting in Matthew 25, verse 14. It's also like a man going off on an extended trip. He called his servants together and delegated responsibilities. To one he gave $5,000, to another $2,000, to a third $1,000, depending on their abilities. Then he left. Right off, the first servant went to work and doubled his master's investment. The second did the same. But the man with the single thousand dug a hole and carefully buried his master's money. Of course, that's not the end of the story, but there are a few things I want you to notice for today. Number one, it's God who delegates responsibility in the work of the church. Sometimes you'll hear Christians talking about claiming different spiritual gifts and deciding what they're going to do for the kingdom of Christ. I love the enthusiasm that comes with that attitude, but we need to be careful that we don't start telling God which gifts to give us, because He has a pretty good sense of what's appropriate. Secondly, God expects us to do something while we're waiting for Jesus to return. The Christian church isn't a waiting room where we sit around reading magazines and watching television until the doctor can see us. We're not just punching the clock waiting for the kingdom to arrive. God expects us to occupy our time with the work of the kingdom. He's given us gifts that allow us to find a place in the family of God. They allow us to live an experience that will help us develop characters that fit right in to the kingdom of heaven. Thirdly, nobody's allowed to bury their talent. The gifts that we've been given are not for our own entertainment. God hasn't given us ability so that church services are more fun, or so that we can spend our days proving to each other just how spiritual we really are. Those gifts have been given for the building of God's kingdom, and we're not supposed to keep them to ourselves. To put it in the language of the story, God expects a return on His investment. If you think about it, He probably used someone else's spiritual gifts to get you through the doors of His church, and now He's asking you to do the same for someone else. He's asking you to prove that He's a wise investor and that you truly believe that working for the kingdom is a better way to live.